Libertarian vice presidential candidate Bill Weld is in Anchorage this week trying to shore up support for his running mate, Gary Johnson, and to increase the visibility of the Libertarian Party in Alaska.
We have two objectives now. Not having gotten into the debates, I think the chances of our running the table because of the superiority of our ticket are hugely diminished. But in addition to trying to pick up states, we also want to make sure that we get over 5% nationally, which would give the Libertarian Party a permanent seat at the table going forward, which I think would be good for Washington. It would enable us to have matching funds and not have to worry about ballot access.
Weld says he is not an expert on many of the issues faced by Alaska Natives and people in rural areas, but he is familiar with resource development. He wants to open up more of Alaska to energy exploration and production. Weld says the U.S. is too Eurocentric in its trade policy and noted that Alaska is in a great place, geographically speaking, to take advantage of the growth of the Pan-Pacific region. Weld supports the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a trade agreement signed by President Obama that's derided by conservatives for being too good a deal for Asian nations. Weld says he believes the Libertarian Party platform is a good fit for the state, but that the state's Libertarian candidate for U.S. Senate, Joe Miller, is not a good fit for the party.
Mr. Miller doesn't really represent either my point of view or the National Libertarian Party's point of view. Fine guy, but not in tune with Gary Johnson's and my thinking.
Polls show the Johnson-Weld ticket has between 9 and 18% support in Alaska, about double than the national average.